Maar dat kan. Nou, liever het. Soms zijn al. Dank voor de.
Ja, ik
was
gewoon
zin. Dank je. Oh, schat. So we starting Perek based Tzadik Veralo. Fine. So what we've seen up to now hasn't really answered our kasha of why we see so much Yisurim. But the Yidden, go ask any of the doctors in the oncology wards all over the world, they'll tell you what's going on with you guys. Why are there so many Yidden here? Why are there so many Frum Yidden here at one? It's not it. The Yidden have tended to suffer more than most nations. And we understood from the Akedah how that has toilets and what the connection that is, but it's still not. Dine law, nachan of shayli, we're still not satisfied. We have to go deep and try to understand what's this, you're sort of assuming how it applies to my life. Yehudim rabim shleimim v'tahirim g'day shelyo, makatshe shemayim b'chayim, k'yitzak avinu. We know that it wasn't just those that were caught up in the Averas who died as Kiddush Hashem. There were plenty Kedoshim who lived their lives as Kiddush Hashem, Kiyitzak Avinu. Oine v'niftochoi v'lo nishma shum bas kol min ha-shamayim v'tera limnoye l'salik es ha-gzeirem aleim. There was no bus call that came and said, no, wait, one second. The Frum Jews, they don't have to get killed because they lived as Kiddush Hashem, so they don't have to die as Kiddush Hashem. It was only those that were the semel of the aisle. Only those get shechted as Kiddush Hashem. We know through the ages there were very, very holy people. Sometimes the majority that were killed as Kiddush Hashem. Plenty of Kedoshim that were killed as Kiddush Hashem in those days of Shema, who were sitting in a base midrash named after one of them. Leish Kodesh was Ish Kodesh, and he was killed by the Nazis. He died as Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Chon, and thousands. Tari Yidden that went to their deaths. So, how much suffering should Yehuda Am Yisrael Achal Midochu Ben Abayis Shebo Nogu Asar Ruga Malchus? It started with Asar Ruga Malchus. It was more holy than Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Not a musog of who those people were. The Baletoisus, what they suffered. You know, we think that the Baletoisus was sitting in air-conditioned Bate Midrashim, writing their Pirushim. They were being tortured and fled, and their Sforim were being burnt, and they were being in the Crusades. Derech gedoyl achreinim b'gzeres ha-inquisitia v'gzeres tach v'tat. The achreinim that went through the Inquisition. V'ad l'dor achron b'shoh. Schus kulam togan aleinu. And until very recently we see that it's not just in what we're going through in Eretz Yisrael. How many people that Rachman Yitzlan were killed or whatever. Kedoy she'elyoy. Hanof, yeah, there. I'm just saying. Kaitzad novin toifazu, shebogadeli Israel with tzadikov, muvilin a slave for the Shah Mrs. Mushunas. How do you understand that Gedoli Israel or Mamush are thrown into ovens or burnt or destroyed or killed? According to what we've said up to now, it doesn't explain it. We explain why they're suffering. We explain why some people die as Kiddush Hashem, because they didn't live as Kiddush Hashem, and Hashem wants everybody to go to the ultimate place. So he takes the machshavas of Avra and he mixes it with the maisim of there, and he comes up with the shleima thing. But that doesn't explain the tzaddikim. Where did the tzaddikim fit into that? They're Yitzchak. They're supposed to carry on living as Kiddush Hashem. Why are they being killed as Kiddush Hashem? The maisa rabbi v'toivi ma'adifim lohoisi shai lezu lelo mane. There are many great people who prefer not to answer this question. It's never the case, you can't understand. Invite them. Done. Ki amokam asher ata oimed ala vadmas kodeshu. And the Beger Hashem says to Moshe Rabbani, take off your shoes, take off your sandals, because the place you're standing in is kodesh. In other words, don't try and understand this. You can't understand this, therefore don't go then, don't try and understand it. And that's a valid approach. Anybody wants to take that approach, you should leave now. Because we're not going to take that approach. No, there is. I heard Moshe Sternbuch saying this, and there are those that say, if you have imuna, you don't have any kashas, and if you don't have imuna, then you don't have any answers. So why bother going down there? There's no clear-cut answers. Chovis Halavavos asks these kashas. He sees terutzim. Although there's no one answer that satisfies this, but we're going to try one approach. Obviously, we're too small. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. You know, had we been there by Maisa Bereishis and we were tracking Hashem all the way through past, future, you know, we knew everything that Hashem knew, well then fine, we can ask questions and understand what's going on. Although we don't understand, we're looking through a little keyhole and we see very, very little of the picture. Since this question is not just of historical importance, to understand what happened to our ancestors, it's a question that's happening to us day in and day out. This question goes to this sort of understanding why there is suffering and sevel in the world. We see it today as it was yesterday and 100 years ago and 2,000 years ago. Therefore, we're obligated to try and find an answer for us. Each person, according to his level, has to come to some understanding of what's going on. Otherwise, you don't know what to do with it. If Hashem does things to us and we just don't understand what's happening, so then you don't know how to get the toilets out of it. You don't get the tachlis out of it. You have to know how to use this. Okay, it's still not too late if you want to leave. Because there's another warning here. Understanding and clarifying the sugya requires a lot of effort and a lot of deep thought. So anybody wants to, don't learn with anybody under the age of 25. Because when you tell them they have to think and they have to work hard, they're sort of like farmed, you know, they're sort of looking for the emergency exit.
How old are you?
We're trying to understand the sugi of Tzadik V'ra'ar or Rosh V'toivro. It's a question that's perplexed the greatest. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem with this, the Malachim had a problem with this. And us little guys today, we're going to try and understand what we can according to our level, because it's not going to our lives. That's what we've learned up to now. But as we just said, this requires work. This is not something you can just read about and go, I got it, you know, last vote and move on. This goes to the core and the heart of B'tochen. Chrysalov says one of the reasons we don't have B'tochen because of the bad things we see happening to good people. It detracts from our ability to relate to Hashem. Or as another Chochem put it, is how do you get warm and cuddly with a guy that built Auschwitz? We've asked that question now before. You have mitzvah avos Hashem. It means you've got to get warm and cuddly with Hashem. No, who designed Auschwitz? Hashem, the Prayer of Atzmai. How do you get warm and cuddly with a guy that, you know, masterminded the Holocaust? Understand, this breaches our relationship with Hashem. When you see somebody doing things that look evil and look bad and don't make any sense, so you realize this is not going to be your friend. And they say, no, after it's Hashem. One second, what's going on? What's going on in the world today? What's going on in the world out there? As we have to understand this, because otherwise it affects our imuna, our relationship with Hashem is at stake here. Therefore, it's more chashuv to understand the sugya properly. The first problem is we don't have time. We're too busy running around. We don't have time, and it's too difficult to go to the depths of understanding the subject. If we push it aside. Best case scenario is they say, I call me Shamayim, I call it Tova, everything's fine, I'm with Hashem, I don't understand, Shalom al Yisrael. That's the best case scenario. Vaday shezu emes lamitoy, vayin zilzul b'kach, vaday that's true. And there's no zilzul in this at all. Ach sof sof, kol od shein yudhi tshuva, hamitkabele saldaytoy, that's all good. But until a Jew has an answer that he can live with, As long as he's not analyzing and plunging this sugya, that answer satisfied him. He's happy with that. It was his bank manager on the phone telling him, if you haven't paid your mortgage by tomorrow, they're coming to evict you from your house. He also doesn't understand why that's happening to him. So he also says, no, kol mishamayim akolo tova. He doesn't do that. He starts panicking. So all the kol mishamayim akolo tova, it's very superficial. He feels very distant from Hashem. How could Hashem do the suffering, the Holocaust? No, kol mishamayim akolo tova. We understand that. Intellectually, he's a besedi. But a person is, you have problems with this. You're angry sometimes. The kids, the Bochrim, when you deal with Bochrim that are having problems with the Yiddishkeit, you'll feel very angry at Hashem. Which is a good thing, because at least they know who to be angry with. It's much worse when you don't even believe in Hashem, Rahman al-San, he's not even angry at Hashem. But they're angry at Hashem. How could Hashem do this? How could Hashem do this? And they're right. They're right to be angry. He has a sense of justice. He has a sense of the world's supposed to be run and everything's upside down. Why did this kid have to suffer? What did this kid do that he's going through such a suri? But the kids get angry. As long as a person denigrates, he doesn't spend time on this subject. He's mavatle at least one mitzvah asay deraisa constantly. And the kasheh, the ma'od kasheh, if you're honest. If you're not honest and you want to pretend, that's fine, that's easy. Hashem yazor, kol beseder, kol mishamayim, kol beseder. If you mean that and you're real with that, beseder, that's kraut, that's gavaldi, you're a godel. But admit the problem at least. L'chein choyve gemura mutele sadeinu levare sadvorim lekabel tshuva hamaniche sadas. We have to explore this and we have to come to an answer that we can live with. We're not moving away from 1 second from the genuine answer, which is we don't understand. And I call Mishamayin, I call it Tova. That's true, 100%. But it's not going to get you through the day. Ein sof v'kakol ma'ashane asidim levae mipi svarim v'soifrim ein sof atachlis o tshuvazu. Obviously, whatever we're going to learn here in 10 pages from all the svarim and soifrim we're going to bring from is also not the end of the story. We obviously can't understand Hashem's ways at a sof. If you could, he wouldn't be worth very much, would he? If I could understand everything he used to understand about Hashem, how big could Hashem be? Who was it? The Kotzke that said it.
Somebody was don't called, want a God that I can understand.
I don't want a God that I can understand. I can understand him, so what do I need him for? I just don't understand Rabbi Lashev. You know, of course you don't. If you did, we'd be lining up outside your room, not here. You don't understand. You've heard that one. Guy, sit down, having a conversation. There was a psak, Reb Chaim came out with a psak or whatever. But don't get Reb Chaim. We know that. That's a feature. That's not a bug. That's good news for the Jews that you don't get it. You know, you go sit in a room for 100 years and do what he did, and then you can, you know, not get it. So how do you? You can't get Hashem. Because we have to. Ila yadaiti va'isov. If I would have known, I would have been. If I'd known Hashem, then I would be Hashem. That's pashut. Ach lamarot zois. We have to talk about and learn and understand what Chazal was megalit to us. What we permitted to talk about, you have to talk about. And what you're not allowed to talk about, we don't talk about. Try and make as encompassing and as clear as possible. That even somebody who doesn't have time to go into the sugya depth, try and come to some clarity, some understanding about the question of why they're suffering, what the purpose of suffering is, why good people, bad people. Try and understand what what are the basic first principles of Yisurim. So last chance. You want to escape. You can't, once you buy, that's it. Ve'emazomru kishayla zu ishaylas ashaylas shel babriya. Ashaylas noves mikach shekol bal seichel. Kol od eni shakur b'tay v'bahimyo is yodei v'dia brura ki yesh boiru manig loyla. First thing we have to understand from the it's in fact that there's a beer. Anybody with still a little bit of sensitivity, some understanding in his head, knows that there's somebody who created and runs the world. Asher also oisav yaseh kol ha'masim. He may not have got to the second of the animamins, but he certainly knows the first one. Most people get to the first one. They get such a shock they don't carry on reading. V'lo yitochen acheres, and it's not shaykh otherwise. It means everything that's happening is from Hashem. Kashem she'abayis machriz al abonai. Same way as this building testifies to the builder. Kachayla machriz al abayra. The world testifies to a creator. V'yimuna zu ein sveikas v'ein shaylos. At that space of imuna, there's no doubts, there's no questions, there's nothing. Understand? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all Hashem. There isn't anything else other than Hashem Ein Oid Milvadoi. In that world, there are no questions. There are no doubts. There's nothing. Ula, however, Yacharim Zois es Hanhogas Aboyre Li'itim Einayinu Mivinim. But there's times, plenty times, where we just don't understand what Hashem's doing. It doesn't make sense. And it's not just us, you know, who don't know that much to understand. Don't understand what's going on. So of course you don't understand what's going on. The whole of Hashem's world was open to him. Didn't understand this. So don't feel bad if you don't get it. Okay, if you don't understand, it's okay not to understand this. The Malachim asked Hashem this kasha. Moshe says to Hashem, please teach me your ways, show me your ways. This is Chazal, this is Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu in Gemara Brachos asks this kasha to Hashem. Teach me your ways. What's he trying to understand? What's going on? There's tzadik v'ralo, rosh v'toivlo, rosh v'ralo, tzadik v'ralo. Explain it to me. Gam David HaMelech Ava Shom b'Sefer Tehillim ma'id al atzmo ki kushi azu hasires ruchoi ad kedei kach. This bothered David HaMelech so much. Ad kedei kach kevmat not a roglov midach avodis Hashem. He nearly went off the derech. David HaMelech nearly went off. Vani kimat not of rogla kain shofchu ashuri ki kanisi boililim sholem rishoyim are. Couldn't understand the sholem of the rishoyim drove David HaMelech nuts. We don't know what we're talking about to David HaMelech, what it means him going. But David HaMelech couldn't handle it. Ki ein chatzoyves lemoisam v'bril oilam v'omal enu shanenu v'im adav lo yaganu l'chein an koysamu gai v'yitofes shiz chomas lomo gai v'chule v'chule v'chule. David HaMelech is gai v'lukin ein gimel there in 73. David HaMelech is mamish. You can see he's not just thinking about this and asking, well, why, Rabbi, do bad things happen to good people? That's not his question. His question is he's losing his mind from it. And David HaMelech knew that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And he knew I call it Tovah. It wasn't that he was lacking that information. He had all the information we've got and was still driving him mad. David HaMelech miyached mizmo sholem b'sefer tehillim l'shayla zu. He wrote an entire capital to heal him on this question. Gamba mekoymes noisivim b'sefer tehillim shezoy l'shayla zu. And through the whole of tehillim you'll go, you'll see this little, this question raises itself all the time. Echad mekoymes eilu hu tehillim tzadik beis. Ish baloida uchsin lo yovin ezois. A coarse person doesn't know, and a fool doesn't understand. Bifroach rishayim kamo esav. When the rishayim are sprouting and growing like grass. You look at the world today, they're on the top of the world. V'yitzitzu kol payavim. L'maisa l'tshuva shayla zun is yachet seifu sholem b'chavdalet kisvei ha'kodesh. Who seifu ioiv. The entire Sefer Iyov was written in order to grapple with this question. Iyov also battled and grappled with this question. V'kakos v'ramban, Dr. Moshe the Pirush Iyov, kiyes v'shayle zuhu pina gedoyle b'toyah. This question is one of the cornerstones of Judaism. Nisyachar alav Sefer Sholem Sefer Iyov l'boyer. It's mamash, an entire Sefer in Tanakh was dedicated to this question. So it's not a new question that people are kind of asking superficially. This goes to the root of our Yiddishkeit. The Neicha Chauv, the Shishal Ezu, Keshurav and Agayis, the Shol Shabriya, since this question, as we see, goes to the roots of the Bria, and then the Hagdim Alavim Mispai Yedias Nechutzes, Hakshayris Nechutzes. Whenever you're trying to understand first principles about anything in the Torah, sometimes you have to go a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and pick up all the pieces you need and then come back to the question. So let's try and, let's try and take the step forward. Rabbi Seder Shor Ruach HaKodesh Hoifiyah Bebeis Midrasha Chazal Web Ruach HaKodesh Gilu Lani Ki Tchilis Metziyosu Shel Olameinu Hagashmi. Teach us, reveal to us, at the beginning of our physical world, the beginning of creation, the beginning of the world we know, the physical world we know, started with a matzif of void. What Hashem did in order to start creating the world was he had to hide his infinite light, whatever that means. As long as Hashem's infinite light is burning bright, there's no room for a bria. There's no space for you and me in the face of an infinite wonders. So in order for the bria to begin, this is the famous sugya of the tzimtzum in Kabbalah, Hashem had to metzamtzem himself to the yochel, whatever that means, and take away his light from a space and create a void within which he could create a bria. Oilam, this thing called world, is miloshen helam. It's from miloshen hidden. What is the world? The world is that which exists when Hashem hides himself. Really, that's what it's about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chosmos al yayin rotze livro oilam b'matara legolas es midas toive v'rachmanosoi. Hashem created the world according to his infinite wisdom in order to reveal his chesed and rachamim in the world. Giloi midas toive b'oifen mushlam itochen raka sheyimotzu bruim shehem nedori hatove. You can only show your midas toiv when there are other people around that are lacking good, so that you can give them. If you're in a world where no one's lacking anything, so how do you give? You can't give to someone who doesn't need anything. So Hashem creates a world with creatures that are lacking. Hashem created us needy. As long as the light of Hashem is found everywhere, and absolutely then you don't have a lack of shleimus, you don't have people who need anything, because it's all just one bright infinite light of Hashem, whatever that is. When you're living in the king's palace, you're not short of anything. Whatever you need, you have, because you're the king's son living in the palace. When the king throws his son out, now he suddenly needs, he needs a doctor, he needs a this, he needs manos, he needs a horse, he needs a whole bunch of things. So how does Hashem give to us? It's because we're lacking. If you're part of Hashem, you're not lacking anything, because Hashem is everything. Therefore, in order to create a world that will have creatures in it that are lacking, he hid his light a bit, whatever that means. What was created was a space. That was where the root was planted, where you could have creatures lacking. These are big, big sugyas in Kabbalah. The Rizal wrote Svarim on this. We're touching on very delicate subjects, but we're just trying to understand in Derech, let's call it Derech Musa, what was going on there. Loshen Musa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, removes himself from a space, so there's now an opportunity, a potential to create creatures that are lacking, because you're not just being blasted out by his infinite oneness. But if there's no Hashem in this world, how does Hashem reveal His goodness in that world? So He comes back, but not as bright as He was before. So He creates a space, but He's also in that space. Once again, we can't understand how this works. We can't understand Hashem holds back His light. His light is infinite. So how does He make it finite? He doesn't. We don't understand how this works. So the famous sugya in Kabbalah called Tzimtzum Bekav. Hashem removes Himself and then He comes back again. On the one hand, you'd have a contradiction. That's why this whole Bria is one big stirrup. On the one hand, you have creatures, us, that are lacking. And at the same time, they have the ability to fill their lacks by connecting to the light of Hashem. Who are these creatures? Me and you. That's a problem Hashem had. He wants creatures that He can give to, but as long as they have shaykhs to Him, they're not lacking because they've got shaykhs to Him. So He creates a world where somehow He manages to get out the way, to create us lacking, and then He comes back again and allows us to now be mashlim through His giving. Wrap your brain around that for a while. But that's... okay. Hamizgal aleim ba'ovore dafke derech oisa masach hamavdil b'nabori l'briyot. The only way you can look at Hashem is if there's a masach. Sometimes you can't look at the sun. Too bright. You want to look at the sun, you need a kind of a mask. So the world, the thing called Olam, Helam, hides Hashem from us in order to allow Hashem to be here so that we can reveal Him and get close to Him. In order to break our ears, you wish you'd left, huh? In the old days, you wanted to watch a movie. You didn't just put your hand in your pocket. You know, you had to go get the machine and put it on a stand and then get a white wall with a big screen and then get those big wheels with the tape on. That's how you know what I'm talking about. You went to the movie rental, you know, and you needed a trailer to schlep the projector, you know, four Schwarzes to carry the 12 rule reels of sport. You ever watch movies like that? So what do? You shine a light through this tape and then it shines on the wall. As long as there's no film, what do you have? You just have a bright light on the wall. But as soon as the film, you put the film there, and the film has things that block the light, because that's what the film does, it just blocks light. What shows on the screen now is a picture. You have pictures on the screen. Batim, Eitzim, Prachim, Anoshim, V'kol Mashinim, Tzal Gabe HaFilim, whatever's on the film, is now being projected onto the wall. Why? Because it's hiding the light. I'm trying to explain this to an 18-year-old today. I don't know how you do that, huh? What's a film? What's a wall? What's a light? Digitali, but I don't know what you're talking about. Pixels. Have a Eimeshe Hastoris Ha'or Alidei HaFilim, Hu HaMagale Estim Yos. It's a contradiction, but that's the way it works. It's the hiding of the light that actually allows you to watch the movie. If you come in there with your big light and you shine it on the wall while a guy's trying to watch the movie, he screams at you. Why are you shining a light? It kills it. It's the lack of light that allows the movie to happen. Ha'olam ukein film. This world is like a film. Ha'mistirim es or Hashem, that hides the light of Hashem. Kach neitzim dimyos. Therefore you get all these dimyonis. That's why we see what we see. If Hashem would remove the filter, there'd just be one big infinite light of Hashem, which is where we're hopefully getting to on that. But that's how the world works. The world is like it's a brilliant marshal. There's many other applications as well. If you've read the script and you know it's going to end, you don't get like nervous, you know, when you see the hero about to fall off the edge of a cliff because you've read the script and you know that someone saves him at the last minute. It's the same as you're living in this world, even though it looks like they're going to blow us out of the world, you're not panicking because we've read the end of the script. You know that she's going to come, I'll call you up a second.
Do you have Danny Kalati's phone number by any chance?
Should have.
Thank you.
Shkaf for coming. I wouldn't have learned this if you weren't here. Oh, 054.